We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah, that was a master. That was a Master Pete Theater a couple weeks ago.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN
Tag
app.
Team back again.
Can you jump in there, Pete? Did you memorize the lyrics from Master Pete that you printed off?
There's a party over here. Shake your hands in the air. Shake your dairy air.
See, here's the problem, Pete, is there's a little delay by the time it goes out over the air.
Oh.
So you're just like a second behind what the words actually are on air. It's okay. I was just giving you a heads up, pal.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love the part where he goes WHOOMP as a flow. See, that's word, Craig. That's word.
Word to your mother. There you go.
About my mother.
Lots going on in the world. Wimbledon canceled now. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, issuing a stay-at-home order for the entire state of Florida, beginning at midnight tomorrow night, 12:01 a.m. Friday. If you want to be specific. Got all that to deal with. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We are considered essential, part of the emergency broadcast system. We will be allowed to continue our show as normal. And, of course, as you know, we've been social distancing. I am doing it here from Estero. Chris is on the other side of the glass, and Pete is from his home in Bonita. Pete, when you were a kid, did you get Sports Illustrated every week?
Yes, we did. Sports Illustrated, I remember the magazines we got. My parents were into leather, but they like Sports Illustrated. We get Sports Illustrated, we got People, we got Time, National Geographic. I remember because that's the first time I saw a naked person.
Right.
What else did we get?
Chris, did you get those it, or was four, it not least. Popular by the time?
TV Guide.
You're a human TV guide right now. You don't need that. You put them out of business. Chris, was Sports Illustrated a big deal by the time you came into the world?
I never got it. I think 1 year, we did one of those middle school selling things. I don't know. I think I got a 6-month subscription.
Okay.
But on the whole, no. I would grab a copy here or there, but not really.
All right. Well,
it used to be a big deal, and not just the swimsuit issue later on, but I used to look forward to it, Craig. I'm sure every week because it. And again, there was a lot of. And I'm talking before ESPN, and even in the early '80s, I still looked forward to it. I'm actually in one of the. I'll show you the picture sometime. That caught me at an exhibition hockey game when I was 13 or 14 years old. But didn't you look forward to it, Craig? I used to come on Thursdays, Wednesday or Thursday, if I remember.
Yo, I actually never got it. All my friends did.
Oh, you
did? I always, read it or whatever, but all my friends always had it. But if I were to tell you the name Sid Finch, would that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, that got me.
Yeah.
It got everybody.
For if you don't know what I'm talking about, it was 35 years ago today, April Fool's Day, 1985. They wrote a story about this baseball player. I think it was a young kid who played trombone or something, who had never played baseball, and he could throw 110 miles an hour, and he was going to be the new it pitcher for Major League Baseball.
Absolutely.
And it was an April Fool's gag, and everybody believed it for a while. He could throw 110 miles an hour.
The Curious Case of Sid Finch, written by George Plimpton. And Chris, if you don't remember, George Plimpton was a guy who got to play football for the Lions. Goalie for the Bruins and an exhibition stuff, but he got to do all this stuff. He was a really good, interesting writer. And George Plimpton was the, in Good Will Hunting, he was one of the therapists that, before Robin Williams, right, that Matt Dame was busting chops with.
As a cameo? As himself?
Yeah.
Or did an actor play George Plimpton?
No, I believe it was, I think it was, I thought it was him. He played that the therapist right before Robin Williams took over.
I didn't remember that. Did you ever have a bad April Fool's prank played on you, or did you do one on somebody else?
I remember. It must have been 4 years ago, only because it popped up on my Facebook page. Just my memories. I really wasn't into it, but I did say, I had this whole thing, everybody, I'm sorry to say, I'm leaving the radio business, blah, 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 blah. Went through this whole thing. I've just been hired by Roger Goodell as his replacement, or I've just been hired by the NFL as Roger Goodell's a plate replacement. And I wanted this whole thing, and then they said April Fool's. Whatever.
Well, you probably had them believe in it right up until the Roger Goodell thing.
Him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Chris, ever doing a prank April Fool's with you youngins?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, I got pranked.
Well, do tell.
It wasn't good.
The microphone choice.
It's kind of a still wound, if you will.
What? Really? 3.5 hours on the air and we're just now finding this? Do tell.
Wow. Just ask me the question.
You're scarred for life? Scarred for life?
Kind of, yeah. Like, this was 6th or 7th grade. Forgot what it was. It was April Fool's fell on a school day.
Right.
Anyway, all my buddies, like, put this big plan into place that we were all going to go over to my buddy Debo's house after school.
Debo.
We're going to go over there. We're going to play some basketball. I remember basketball was really big at the time. And I was all excited because I was one of the better basketball players in my group of friends.
Right.
So I'm like, awesome. This is a chance for me to really excel, really, really, thrive around my friends. I'm excited. Wiffle ball, I was decent. I was decent at football, but basketball was where I was really at my best.
Okay.
So I got all excited all day during school. Like, I'm texting my mom, like, hey, can I go over to Debo's house after? Like, can you drop me off?
Yeah.
They're all playing this big pickup basketball game at like 7:30 tonight. You just pick me up later.
Right.
And she's like, yeah. And I was like, wow, this worked out pretty
well. Wow.
Pretty well.
Not starting your night until 7:30. You'll be out late.
So later that night, I go over to Debo's house and nobody's there.
Yeah.
Like, nobody. There's not a light in the house on. So I'm like, and you know how you are in middle school. My mom was like, I'm going to wait until they, somebody else. I'm like, Mom, go away. Like, my friends are here. Like,
right,
it's fine.
Right.
So she left.
Uh-huh.
And I'm banging at the door.
Yeah.
Nobody's answering.
Right.
And then I text all my buddies. Hey, where you at? Hey, Andrew, where you at, man? Hey, Mason, where you at, man? April Fool's.
Oh.
I sat out there for like 30 minutes.
Yeah?
I think I might have cried.
Really?
My feelings were hurt.
How far of a walk was it back home since your mom left with the car?
I had to call her. She had to turn around. And like, I waited a few minutes because I was hell bent that like we're playing basketball. Like, something crazy's happened here and they're all about to show up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was, yeah.
Wow.
I didn't like it. Well, I felt bad. My feelings were hurt. I was the subject of an April Fool's Day prank that went off pretty well, actually.
So nobody was home? or were they behind like a dark window laughing at you?
No, like literally nobody was there. Nobody was at my friend's house. It was embarrassing.
Huh.
Embarrassing.
That's pretty funny. Okay, how did you react the next day at school?
I was pissed.
Really?
Yeah, so I start pouting.
Yeah?
Not your friends anymore. You jerks.
Really? How long did that last?
Not long.
Not long at
but
all.
But this kid, this thing, when you're talking about George Plimpton's article on Sid Fish, I just looked it up again just to be ready. This is unbelievable. And everybody bought it, hook, line, and sinker, especially Mets fans. Finch was raised in an English orphanage, learned yoga in Tibet, and could throw a fastball, Craig, at 168 miles an hour. 168.
Oh, was it that high?
and he only wore... He only wore one shoe.
Yeah, right. There's a picture of it.
A heavy hiker's boot when pitching.
Yeah.
Finch, who had never played baseball before, was attempting to decide between a sports career and one playing the French horn. What was astonishing about Finch was that he could pitch a fastball at an amazing 168 miles an hour, far above the record mere 104 with pinpoint accuracy, and without needing to warm up. The Mets scouting report gave Finch a 9 on fastball velocity control, and 8 is the highest score on the scale. According to Plimpton, Finch grew up in an English orphanage adopted by an archaeologist who later died in a plane crash in Nepal. After briefly attending Harvard, he went to Tibet to learn yogic mastery of mind blood under the great poet Saint Lama Melasarpa, which was the source of his pitching prowess. Finch decided not to pursue a baseball career, instead choosing to play the French horn or golf or something.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good story back in the day. I do remember.
Two general managers called Commissioner of Baseball Peter Eubarat to ask about Finch. The St. Petersburg Times sent a reporter to find Finch, and a radio talk show. The radio talk show host claimed he saw him pitch.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So get this. The Mets gave Finch a locker between George Foster and Daryl Strawberry, the three major networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC, and the local St. Petersburg, Florida newspapers sent reports to Al Lang Stadium for a press conference about Finch.
Good
at the
grief.
April 2nd press conference, Burton announced his retirement. The subhead of the article read, "He's a pitcher, part yogi and part reclusive. Impressively liberated from our opulent lifestyle. Sid's deciding about yoga and his future in baseball." The first letter of all those words spells out Happy April Fool's Day.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
And now you know the rest of the story.
So despite the clue and the obvious absurdity of the article, many people believe Finch actually existed. The magazine printed a much smaller article in the following April 8th issue announcing Finch's retirement. And it was then announced it was a hoax on April 15th. But, oh, my God, that is too funny.
Pretty good. Yep. All right, if anybody has any interesting April Fool's stories to share, we'd love to hear them at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Pete, yesterday on the show, you did a breakdown of college football, how much revenue is brought in and how much that revenue pays for all the other sports.
Yeah, just LSU. And that,
right.
I'm sure, covers a lot of other D1 big schools.
Yeah. I went back and looked at that today, and you didn't mention the first part of the same article. Brett McMurphy from the stadium did a poll with 130 athletic directors, got responses from 112. And he asked them their optimism about whether there would be football or not on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I didn't see that.
1 meaning no season, 10 meaning stone cold lock, we're playing football. Not one AD out of the 112 had a rating lower than 5. So at worst, most of them were like 50-50. Nobody was doom and gloom like Kirk Herbstreit, like we're not going to have football.
Mm-hmm.
51% of them gave it a 7 or an 8 on a scale of 10. 25% said 9 out of 10. The most optimistic of the group was the group of 5 ADs as opposed to the power 5s. Of course, the group of 5s, they got to have football. They got to have to shut down their athletic department. And one unnamed AD was quoted as saying, "If there is no season, we will be bleeped." And you can imagine what the word was. But, yeah, but most of them still have a lot of optimism. Now, I don't know if it's wishful thinking because their budgets are going to be all screwed up or not, but more than not thought that we would have college football this year.
Well, that's good. And they're right about not having it. In fact, and, Chris, you know, who does those 60-second
Dari Noka.
Dari Noka has been talking about it all week. It's not just – it's about – this is going to have such a trickle-down effect in college if they don't play football. It affects a whole bunch of kids that don't play football, kids who are still in high school, kids who don't know what to commit to, freshmen, incoming freshmen who are not going to get, may not get scholarships now because seniors are being granted, an extra year of eligibility and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And if they don't play football, how is this program going to get funded? How's that program going to get funded? Are kids going to be allowed in and have to take partial scholarships or no scholarships? There's a lot to consider here if they don't play.
No doubt. I do have a piece of college football news. I'm sure we're dying for this.
I got two great college football lists.
Oh, let's do that. Okay. Mississippi State coach Mike Leach, working hard, got himself another quarterback. This is his third. This is an ESPN junior quarterback, top 300, Sawyer Robertson from Lubbock, Texas. Obviously, Mike Leach used to coach at Texas Tech, so going back to the well there with, I'm sure, a high school coach or high school program he knew. But if you haven't been paying attention recently, he's also got a couple of transfers. Stanford quarterback KJ Costello is transferring to Mississippi State, as is Vanderbilt transfer Alan Walters. So Mike Leach, the offensive genius, not wasting any time loading up his quarterbacks at Mississippi State. So, all right, you had a college, a couple of college football lists.
I got a couple of good ones here.
Is it a list or quiz?
It's a list, but I can turn it into a quiz for you guys. It's a list.
All right.
Let's fire and up. Now, a list.
All right. Just doing some quick math here. Okay. Most wins in college football since 2005. I got the top 10 here.
All right.
Some may surprise you. I'm going to begin at number 10 and go all the way to 1.
Okay.
But first, let me see if you guys can, give me what your guess is for number 1. Most wins since 2005.
Alabama or Ohio State?
Okay. I'm going to say Ohio State. I'm not going to hedge my bet like some do. I'll actually answer the question.
Okay. I'll start at number 10.
Like Craig's the kid in a math test. Hey, what's the answer to this? X equals 2 or 3?
Somewhere around there.
No, to a change.
I was cool as long as I didn't have to show my work. All right. Hit me. Number 10.
Okay. Number 10 is TCU with 140.
All right.
These are most wins in college football since 2005. That averaged about 9.3 a year.
Yeah.
Number 9, Oregon.
Yeah, I can
147.
See that.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Number 8, with 148, Georgia.
Georgia.
Gosh.
At 8?
Number
That's
7.
That's hilarious.
Good grief.
Number 7. Well, this is most wins in
well,
the top
not,
10.
Well, they're not top 5,
they're not
are
top
they?
Top 5. No, they're not. They're not top 4.
Craig right again.
Yeah, ceiling is 5.
No, you're not right again.
Well,
no.
I kind of am.
They're 8. 7th with 150, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
6th with 152, Alabama.
You're only 6? Your ceiling is 5, too? That's,
most
that's
wins
remarkable.
Since 2005.
Yeah, I mean, because
so
05, 06, 07, Alabama was not great. Mm-hmm. By the way, that means you're wrong, Craig, again.
How am I wrong?
You said Alabama.
You said Ohio State or Alabama.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
I stand corrected.
Coming in at number 5, last year's defending national champion, LSU Tigers, with 154.
Go Tigers!
Coming in at number 4, with 158 wins, Clemson.
Dabo.
And there's 2 tied for 2nd, so that would be with 159, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And Ohio State.
All right, so
both at 159. Craig was half right.
Okay, let's look at this list.
Yes, twice.
Ohio State, and Clemson's.
Hold on.
Number 1.
I want to guess. Hold on.
Yeah, no, hang on. I'm going to say the number's 165, most wins since 2005. You each get one more guess.
And this is Power 5?
I didn't say that. Most wins. It's Division 1. It's Division 1.
It's Boise State.
Most wins since 2005.
It's Boise State.
Greg?
Yeah, it's Boise. Cupcakes.
Boise State, 165. Yeah. Average about 11 a year. America's team.
There's a lot of surprising things on that list. That was a good list.
It is a good list. It's a good list. Now, I got another one, Steven. It's a little shorter for college football.
All right. Let's let her rip.
I think it's interesting.
Okay.
And now, a list.
Again.
We all agree that this year's draft is heavy in really what position is being hyped the most.
Wide receiver.
Defensive line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, wide receiver. Craig's going to go through all other 10 positions and finally get it right.
Tackle.
Most wide receivers drafted since 2010. I have a list of 6 here.
What do you mean,
USC,
like years?
And
college teams.
No, most wide
teams.
Receivers drafted since 2010.
All right.
USC with 7. Oklahoma with 7. Ohio State, 9. Oh. LSU, 9. Clemson, 9. And Georgia, 10.
Oh, they're good at
something. That's an interesting list.
They're good at something.
That's good.
I would have thought LSU would have won that.
Yeah.
They're one behind. They're 9.
Ohio
State, LSU, and Clemson all have 9. Georgia has 10. Oklahoma and USC have 7.
Speaking of wide receivers, I read today that the Steelers might let Juju Smith-Schuster test free agency after this season. He's entering the final year of his contract. They will not place the tag on him. And they may let him walk. Now, in 2018, he had 1,426 yards receiving. Last year, only 552 and 3 touchdowns and 96 fewer targets. But I will argue 2 things. Number 1, no Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, he's got Mason Rudolph and Devin Hodges throwing him the ball. Number 2, no AB to distract defenders.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's not getting fixed.
No, it's not. He'll get his quarterback back, but he'll still have to be. Maybe the Steelers have said, You're not as good as you were back in the day.
I've got 2 other great NFL lists for you, too.
We'll do that on the other side of the break.
Okay.
6'3", texting in, April Fool's Day. Oh, my gosh, this is cruel. April Fool's Day, 2012. I called my mom, telling her I had an emergency. I had emergency orders to go back to Afghanistan 3 weeks after I got back from my last deployment. First off, 6 foot three.
Oh, that's
thank
bad.
You for your service. Secondly,
yes,
that is cruel.
Yeah, dude, that's not cool.
That is. How long did you leave her on the hook like
yeah,
that? I mean,
that's your mom.
Is this a 20 second thing, or did you let this simmer for like an evening?
Oh.
Wow,
I
that's
could
awful.
Not do that.
Oh, I can't imagine anything. I mean, imagine as a parent, you get your child coming back from serving overseas.
Alive.
I mean,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then you throw that on him? Oh, my goodness.
That's tough.
That's mean. That is mean.
That is tough sledding.
Oh,
one quick note. Yesterday we had the story about Toronto canceling all city-led and permitted events through June 30th, and we said, well, does that include the Raptors and the professional team? It does not. It does not. It does not apply to the NBA, NHL, MAB, MLB, or MLS. So,
well, that's good.
That's a little good because I was a little bummed when I heard that yesterday. It's like, well, that's going to be really, really hard. See, I brought some good news today. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
How does it feel?
A little better. although I think the Dow Jones was down about 900 last time I checked.
Yeah, let's
so
not talk about that.
Oh, 973. Bad day. Ugh. Bad day. All right. Pete has more lists regarding the NFL, I believe.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right. So more to come as we close out our April Fool's Day edition. By the way, the Ron DeSantis stuff is not April Fool's related. That's just the announcement today
April 1st. Not to our knowledge.
Don't do that. Really?
I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, as far as we're concerned, this is real.
It is real.
It's definitely real.
Very real. All right. On that awkward note, don't forget something you can count on is your car and homeowners insurance day in and day out. Here's what you need to do. Bundle it up together with Farmers Insurance. With our good friend Damon Brist. I've known the Brist family for 30 years. You can trust them, especially in these trying times. You want to simplify your life, bundle home and auto insurance and save big money with Farmers Insurance in Fort Myers. Only one office in all of Southwest Florida. It's him. It's his at Burnwood Place Drive. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933. That's 239-202-2933. Have you switched yet?
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. And the 99.3 ESPN app. Grooving and moving.
Spice Girls on your hump day Wednesday.
Wow.
Nice. Very good, Chris.
I'm sorry. The Spice Girls were cool. I said it. Done. Hot take. Put out there in the world.
Little baby Baby Spice is now on one of the cooking shows on national
yes,
TV.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Yep. She's good. She's funny. I like her.
Not bad.
All of them have gone on to have pretty successful post-singing careers.
Successful singing careers? Or
post-singing.
Well, solo, yeah.
Post-singing.
Oh, post-singing, yeah.
Yeah. Like Scary Spice, she's on, what, X Factor?
Yeah.
Or something like that. One of those shows, one of those talent, America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
one of those shows.
Right.
Posh, I mean, come on.
All you got to do is marry a soccer boy and you're good.
How about the soccer boy? Bex is an icon.
Bex. Is that what you call him? Bex?
Yeah, Bex.
On to real football, I was reading in
Real quick, the NCAA, no surprise, announces the recruiting dead period will extend through the end of May. Sorry, Craig. Sorry. Sorry.
Is my mic on? I just... Hello? McFly?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. A lot of execs.
And then,
the reaction was fantastic. He threw his hands up in the air.
About this Wimbledon thing.
Yeah, how about it? No strawberries and cream for you, buddy.
Tell you what, though, the fact that they canceled that in July, what does that tell you? They could have played that probably with no fans easily, and they decided to cancel it. That's a little scary to me.
If they're canceling tennis at Bonita National, they're canceling tennis in Wimbledon.
Well, but Wimbledon is not until, in July.
I know.
Or June. Was it June?
Well, starts July. In June.
Now, is there
it's a fortnight, you know.
Is there a qualifying series for the Wimbledon? Like, that's not an open like the French or the US.
No, you have to you have to acquire a certain amount. It's almost like golf, right? And so you know, there's amateur, there's a lot of different tournaments there that they have. They have a 14 and under, they have all, but to qualify for the main event, so to speak, you have to have won or gotten certain amount of points.
Because, like, with the U.S. Open, that's in late August, right? In Flushing Meadows.
Yeah.
New York City.
New York.
Yeah. That's the last one. That's the last major.
But with that being an open format where, you know, you qualify for it, like, I think that we're getting kind of close to that being up in the air as well.
Right.
Yep.
Well, if that goes down, we're not starting football.
Well, I think it's different because there's a buildup to it.
Yeah.
And it's people coming in all over the world, too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's
unlike
not just
NFL.
United States. Yeah.
All right. Well, more and more cancellations. I did see a couple football notes. More executives are, they're not going on the record, but more and more are ripping Bill O'Brien for the D-hop trade for David Johnson. One executive said they let the Cardinals off the hook because they had a horrible contract with the running back. Another one is ripping the Cowboys for massively overpaying Amari Cooper. He's not a difference maker. And they think that they were duped by the Redskins' fake $20 million a year offer to try and steal him away. Yes.
This Dak thing is getting strange with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already going to have OTAs off the table.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a team that's got a new head coach.
Yeah.
Implementing a new offense. Your team can't get together. Your quarterback's not signed. What the hell is going on with Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, right now it feels like Dak has them by the, by the balls.
Yes, he does.
I don't think so.
Twisting right now. And the Cowboys are just sitting there flailing, like taking it.
Well,
why don't you think so?
He has them by the gonads all he wants. But Jerry, you are feeding into Jerry Jones' ego, Chris. This is what he wants. He wants the build-up. He wants you to keep talking about the Cowboys, and then he'll pull the trigger. You watch. He'll get his money.
But we're getting to the point where these playbooks are going to be emailed out to everybody on the Dallas Cowboys,
right,
except your quarterback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there is a position that has to be all in this offseason, it's your quarterback. Your quarterback.
Okay, well, this is a good subject. This ties into one of my lists.
Okay, because he's not under contract right now.
No, he hasn't signed his tender. He's not. I don't think he will.
No.
Not until we get closer.
And right. Should the Cowboys probably wait to see what happens with the league? What's going to start? What's going to happen here? They might be waiting.
It's just interesting because at some point I think you've got if you're the Cowboys, do you want to throw this season away? Like, Dak has to get his hands on this playbook.
You spent all this money on everybody else. The clock is ticking for the Cowboys because they're going to have to blow this thing up in two. They've overpaid for everybody.
Right.
They're going to have to blow this up in 2 years. This is a 2 year window, and I might be generous with the 2 years.
But they don't have to do anything until they find out if they're even going to play.
Well, again, though, like, we're moving. Everybody in the NFL is working under the assumption we're starting beginning of September with full stadiums and a full 16-game schedule.
I agree. And it's all going to come together fast and furious in the summer. It's going to be like we're going to decide it's healthy to do it. All of a sudden, we're going to be rushed to get camps going and rushed to get the season going. And you're not going to have a quarterback?
Well, there was a report, the last 2 weeks about, they were working on something. He was going to be the highest-paid player, which I think, unfortunately, he will be. I really think he'll get it done. I think Jerry Jones loved this because he loves when you talk about the Cowboys every day. Good or bad, indifferent, he loves it. They'll get it done.
I did also see in USA Today, it's worth mentioning, Pete, that the Patriots have zero interest in Cam Newton and Andy Dalton.
Correct. Okay. Correct. And they did release Cody Kessler today as well, so now they only have two quarterbacks right now. Sure, that will change. They'll draft somebody.
Who do they have? Stidham and who?
Hoyer.
Oh, Hoyer. Oh, that's right.
Hoyer last week. That's right.
Yeah. But I think they're pretty much, and I agree with them. They're gonna go with Jared Stidham, and I think there's a lot of potential there.
Tank for Tua, it's coming.
No,
it's gonna be disguise. It's gonna be the best disguise we never saw coming. Tank for Tua. No, I'm sorry, not Tua. Trevor.
Trevor. Yeah.
All right, Pete. Yeah. You had a couple of lists for football.
Yep.
All right, what we got here?
What you were talking about?
Now a list.
You were talking about money just now. So players with deferred signing bonus payments due today.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Eric Reed, 1.5 mil from Carolina.
He's never happy.
Gerald McCoy, 2 million from Carolina. Ben Roethlisberger is due 5 million today.
Nice.
Shaq Thompson is due 8 million today. Bobby Wagner is due 8 million today.
Wow.
And finally, Russell Wilson today. Bonus payment of 35 million is due today.
Wow.
They're still getting it, right? I mean, nothing's changed.
I think so. Russell Wilson's going to go to his bank account and see an extra 35 mil.
Is today Bobby Bonilla Day as well?
Oh, it might be. We get yes, it's about $1 million.
Yeah. I think it is.
That's 30 years of $1 million every year or something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
What would it be like to see 35 mil additional in your account? Now, keep in mind, there's withholdings.
Yeah, pretend taxes don't exist. Just see. All right, so
it's at least 20 something.
Yeah, high 20s, probably 26.
Bobby Bonilla.
Well, what's that? What's that in Seattle? What's the taxes like in Washington? I don't know.
Can I guess?
It's high.
Okay.
it's a high tax state.
Yeah.
Wow. But still, just
say 27 mil.
Yeah. What did you just wake up? You wake up, you check your bank account on your phone, right?
Just to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, Bobby Bonilla due $1 million. Actually, $1,193,248.20. He's due that from the Mets every July 1st from 2011 through 2035.
I don't think that's a bad deal. Everybody laughs at that deal. You know, it's good. Okay, so Bobby Bonilla, if he was a player like a percentage of other athletes who are broke afterward, he's going to get $1 million every year. That's good.
1.1.
That's a nice safety. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. For the Mets, they deferred the money. $1 million a year for a professional ball club is nothing.
Oh, that's nothing. I know.
I don't laugh at the deal like everybody else did.
Well, we laugh because at the time, remember, it's all about the timing of it. Like, it seems okay. But
well, back then, $1 million was a lot of money or what?
That and plus the length of the deal. It had never been done before like that. There's never been a deal done in sports like that.
I'm surprised the Players Union approved it. I don't know.
Well, they probably were ecstatic about it. Like, this team is dumb enough to keep paying millions of dollars to a player that's, you know. At that point, he wasn't even at his best, right? He was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he had some great years with the Mets and the Pirates back then, but
he wasn't Marlins Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
No, I'm saying he wasn't that version.
Oh,
right? No.
I gotcha. No, there was a time when he and Barry Bonds were teammates, and they were they were pretty formidable. Pre-steroid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And both difficult as hell to manage and deal with.
I got another interesting list for you guys.
Oh, I deleted it.
Deleted or like?
Well, that's all right.
Put it away for the night.
I got it back.
All right, hit it.
All right.
And now,
another list.
This is interesting. We're talking about wide receivers in college, okay? First round wide receivers since 2015. And the question is, how many WR1s? Now, I'll give you the list of the first round wide receivers since 2015. Amari Cooper, Kevin White, Devontae Parker, Nelson Agholor, Rashad Perriman, Philip Dorsett.
I'm hearing a few misses in this list.
Corey Coleman, Will Fuller, Josh Doctson. I don't know who that is.
The Redskins drafted him out of TCU, I believe.
Laquon Treadwell, Corey Davis, Mike Williams, John Ross, DJ Moore, Calvin Ridley, Marquise Brown, and N'Keal Harry.
Wow. Well, that's why I always say, you know, Chris is always steadfast on never pay a second contract or a running back. I am usually like, don't ever use a first-round pick on a wide receiver. I think they're
that's going to be the case issue, though, because there's five of them that are probably going to go in the first round.
I think they're a dime a dozen. But then again, I've been bitten by Matt Millen's choices, so who am I to say?
Mm-hmm.
Although one did work out. Then he left in his prime.
Well, he left football.
Right. Right.
Who played longer, Calvin or Barry?
Barry was 10.
Barry was 10. Calvin was about
10.
He wasn't. I thought Calvin was 10.
10 or 11.
I know Barry was 10.
Right about there.
Yeah, Barry's so, definitely 10.
So basically,
I think Calvin was 10.
A decade with the Lions and you're done. You burn out.
Yeah.
Greatest at your position
Unless
of all time.
You're Matt Stafford. Fact.
Also in year 10, right? Or is he 11?
No, he's going in. He was in the 09 draft, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the 09 draft. So he's going into year 11 coming up.
Right. Well, he's,
Calvin Johnson, Detroit Lions, 2007 to 2015. No, it wasn't even 10. It was 8, 9.
Sorry, Stafford's going into his 12th season.
Yeah. That's longevity. Buy him a watch. Buy him a gold watch.
Something.
He's put up with the Lions for that long.
Give him a Ford.
I'm sure he has one.
Basic model. No, you can't, you know.
Get a Ford Mustang.
Tough times right now.
Sure. Yeah. Can't get crazy.
Can't get all the bells and whistles.
I mean, Martha's, it's getting a little tight. They're building more ventilators now than they are cars. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. That was an executive order, wasn't it?
The executive order went out to GM.
Yeah. GM, okay.
Yeah, for ventilators.
But Ford
ventilators.
Is also doing it.
Well, GM's under the, or Ford is, no, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it was, I don't know. All I know is, this is a little fun fact, Ford's making the ventilators out of their Ypsilanti, Michigan plant was where my grandfather worked his entire career back in the day. So anyway.
So the hockey company, is it Bohr? Bauer?
Bauer?
Yeah, Bauer.
Bauer. That they've stopped making hockey equipment and they've gone to making PPE.
Yeah.
The personal protective skates. Equipment.
Bauer Supremes. Oh, what a great skate that was.
And we all know My Pillow Guy is now making equipment instead of pillows and getting heat for it because
what's his name?
Friends with Donald Trump.
Yes.
So ridiculous. But you got to do, hey, America's coming together, man. Got to do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
I don't think you should criticize anybody who's helping out with the cause.
I have three My Pillows at my house.
I've got a couple.
I'm a fan of them.
I like them.
I got to try them. I really need one. I got to try one. That's my biggest pet peeve. I like a squishy pillow, a big pillow, but squishy.
Oh, my
Mine
pillow's
are all
right
hard.
Up your my, alley then.
Yeah. I got to get one.
Because I got two. I got like a memory foam one. Mm-hmm. It's a knockoff brand. It's not Tempur-Pedic or anything like that, but it's a knockoff brand, and I alternate between that and the My Pillow, just depending on the night.
I absolutely have to have two pillows.
Yeah.
I can't do one.
Not sleeping on two, but one behind.
I'll sleep on two.
Oh, really?
I sleep on two.
And I'll snuggle with the third. Wrap my body around
one. Good grief.
I kind of like that, too. A smaller one?
Yes.
I did that, too. I have a smaller one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a snuggle pillow.
Yeah.
It's a pillow in the shape of a V. So, in theory, you turn it.
Of course it is.
Kind of in a right angle. Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that one.
Walked into that one.
Alrighty,
yeah. Let's move on, everybody.
Well, with that being said, in my V pillow.
Each day we're highlighting a different local restaurant that's still open for business. Today it's Gather in Cape Coral at 5971 Silver King Boulevard. You can order takeout by calling 239-673-9939. Call now. It's dinner time for crying out loud. Check out the full menu online at gathercape.com.
Got to be better
Sheeman
than that.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. And 99.3
ESPN. This segment sponsored by the letter V.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. Still open for business. Curbside service. Get you something to eat over there. Help out all of our restaurants around town. Twin Peaks, good. Eats scenic views. Listen, on this day in history, we've got Apple is founded in 1976. Oh, wish I'd bought some stock
Wow.
then.
Wow.
That'd have been good.
Didn't know what apples were before that?
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. Them computers. Mm. Let's see here. We know that today was Bo Schembechler's birthday in 1929. Phil Negro, happy birthday. Rusty Staub, who's no longer with us. Yeah. Rusty's no longer with us. Happy birthday. Susan Boyle, you know the singer that made
it?
Yeah. It's her birthday.
Great voice.
She never really made it.
She did for a little while.
Yeah.
I still think she's doing okay, though. I think she's doing okay.
I think over there.
Well, what was good about Susan Boyle is you knew she could sing really well.
Yeah.
There'd be no other reason to have her up on a stage.
Okay, so you're saying that she's missing the sex appeal part that singers need today.
Yeah.
Because all opera singers are just drop dead gorgeous, men and women, right?
The one in the J.G. Wentworth commercial is.
Okay. Mark Jackson, basketball player and announcer, 1965. Sean Taylor, no longer with us, 1983.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
He would have been 36 today, right? Not 36.
37.
37,
yeah. 37,
yeah.
Carry
that. Yeah, 37.
Right. You know what? Happy birthday to my mom.
Hey, happy birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday,
Mom. Happy birthday, Mrs. Sheeman.
And also give a shout-out to one Rick Church, friend of the program, part of the program.
That's right.
Rick Church, happy birthday.
Today's his birthday. All right.
Craig's mom, by the way, is the most adorable woman on the planet.
Oh, thank you very much.
She is.
She appreciates that. I think very highly of her myself. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, two things. One, this is a great thing I've heard. Craig won't care. Well, you might, but there's a new Spider-Man movie in the works. Chris, I don't know if you've heard of this, but it looks like Daredevil is going to be in it as well as She-Hulk.
Oh, cool.
They're going to introduce those two characters.
She-Hulk, huh?
Yeah, and also...
It's a female version of the Hulk.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. Speaking of, and we talked a lot about Tiger King. So it's Shaquille O'Neal video chat buddies with Jeff Lowe from Tiger King. And... Lowe wants us to believe, and now PETA is calling on the NBA legend to cut ties with the Oklahoma Zoo owner ASAP, claiming he's just as bad as Joe Exotic. And remember in the Netflix documentary, Lowe owns the Greater Wentworth Park in Oklahoma, and just a few weeks ago, the zoo protested a screen grab, which appears to show a FaceTime call between Shaq and Lowe. One of the nicest guys in the world, the GW Animal Park, posted on Facebook on March 21st. Shaq FaceTimed a few moments ago to see how we were doing. If we need anything, we love you too, buddy.
Oh.
But PETA is really pissed off at Shaq. It says he should cut ties with him immediately.
Well, I think he has and is.
Yeah.
Quickly. So She-Hulk, if she ran into the green chick from Guardians of the Galaxy, what would happen?
No,
there?
No, different. Not
Gamora.
Yeah. Gamora,
but
no
she
way.
Died in
no,
the last
no.
one, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, no, She-Hulk's there. I don't know how. I forget how She-Hulk becomes She-Hulk. Well, I'm assuming it's some kind of serum of gamma or something gamma ray related.
Remember, Gamora died in the Infinity War.
Yes.
But in Endgame, she came back. Now it was previous version of herself,
yeah.
But she came back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the memory there. All right. Chris, what you got?
All right. So I did a story last week on a gentleman in New York City who dressed up as a dog because of the, stay away from people.
To try and get outside.
Yeah. Well, in London, actually, the shelter in place, they're a lot stricter over there than we are over here. Like, they're not letting people go play golf or go fish or anything like that.
Yeah. Right.
So one Londoner, mm-hmm. Londonite, mm-hmm. got very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed up in a ghillie suit. What a ghillie suit is? It's like what a sniper would wear in the army.
It's got
native plants and shrubbery all over.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, camouflage.
Yeah,
it went
for a walk.
Yeah.
And when a car, police officer would drive by, would just
hold still,
curl up on the side of the road. And
like a bush.
And he was a bush.
That's great.
Abracadabra.
That's great.
See, we should do that when we do our show when we go to Carol's place. We'll do that. We'll dress a camouflage.
I'm not going there.
Oh, we're going.
I'm not getting eaten
doing the show.
If our sales staff, which I know can do a great job, if they sell it, we're going.
What sales staff? We don't have a sales staff anymore.
When everything gets back to normal.
Everybody's gone.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it, boys. Was that a 30? You just flashed me? All right.
I gave you the hand sign for 30 seconds.
Me.
I didn't flash you.
Right. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. All right, very good.
God forbid I say I have a V-pillow.
I think that was the funniest thing you've ever said.
I didn't say I had a hole in my mattress or anything. Describing the shape.
Jesus, okay.
It's time to go. For Chris and his V-pillow, and for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. Good night, Southwest Florida, and God bless America and the world.